A sermon on 1 Peter 2, 6-8. Good morning, church. Today we're examining one of the most powerful passages in Scripture about Jesus Christ in 1 Peter 2, 6-8. The Apostle Peter gives us a profound picture of who Jesus is and how people respond to him. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for." Peter is writing to persecuted Christians who are being rejected by society and questioning their place in the world. His answer, he points them to Jesus, the ultimate rejected one, who became the most important one. The cornerstone in ancient building was the most critical stone. The first laid the reference point for the entire structure. If the cornerstone was off, the whole building would be crooked and unstable. Jesus is God's chosen cornerstone. He is the reference point for all of reality, everything in God's plan, creation, redemption, restoration, is aligned to Christ. God calls this stone precious, valuable, honored, costly to God the Father. Jesus is infinitely precious. Not just acknowledged, not just believed intellectually, but precious. The most valuable treasure you possess is he, your first love, your greatest joy. God promises, the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. When you build your life on Christ, you will not be disappointed. The world may mock you, but in the end, those who trusted in Christ will stand vindicated and unashamed before God. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. Notice the connection. True faith and love are inseparable. If you truly understand who Jesus is and what he's done, you cannot help but treasure him above all else. When you see that this stone bore your sins on the cross, was crushed for your iniquities, and rose to give you eternal life, how can he not be precious? What is precious to God becomes precious to us. When we believe our values align with heaven's values, if Christ is not precious to you, examine whether you truly believe saving faith produces affection. The religious leaders examined Jesus and rejected him, crucifying him like worthless rubble. But God had the last word. The stone they rejected became the cornerstone of God's eternal temple. This is the great reversal. Human rejection meets divine vindication. What the world discards, God crowns. People still reject Jesus today, thinking he doesn't fit my life, I'll build my own way. But they're rejecting the only stone that can hold up their lives. Jesus becomes an obstacle to those who refuse him. He demands total surrender, claims absolute authority, requires repentance, and confronts our pride. Many stumble over these demands, the exclusivity of Christ, the call to self-denial, the narrow gate. You cannot remain neutral. You either build on him or stumble over him. Those who stumble over Christ ultimately fall. Their rejection leads to ruin. Peter adds, they stumble because they disobey the message. The stumbling isn't accidental, it's willful disobedience they heard and refused. This passage divides all humanity into two groups.
Those to whom Christ is precious.
Believers.
Those to whom Christ is a problem.
Unbelievers.
There's no third option, you cannot be neutral about Jesus.
The stakes are eternal. Build on this stone, ain't never put to shame, eternally secure. Reject this stone, stumble and fall, eternally lost. This is the most important choice you will ever make. Your eternity depends on what you do with Jesus. Don't be like the builders who rejected the cornerstone. Don't stumble over the very one who came to save you. The invitation is simple. Trust in him. Believe in him. Receive him as precious. And you will never, ever be put to shame. Father, we thank you for laying the cornerstone in Zion. Thank you for Jesus, your chosen and precious Son. For those who believe, make him more precious to us each day. For those still deciding, remove the blindness, soften the heart, and help them see Jesus as he truly is. The only foundation that will hold in Jesus' name. Amen.